From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Teenagers are taking longer to grow up. That's at least the suggestion in a study published recently in the journal Child Development. It finds that teens today are less likely to drive, have sex, or drink alcohol than previous generations. They're also much less likely to have paid work. And it's not because they are spending more time on homework or extracurricular activities. From our education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Through the 70s, 80s, and 90s, about 75% of high school seniors had some kind of paid job during the school year.
And it now, since 2010, has hovered around 55%.
Jean Twenge is co-author of this study, also featured in her new book, iGen. The recession, competition from older workers, and unpaid internships have all played a role in falling youth employment. But Twenge says teenagers are also waiting longer to get driver's licenses and to date.
Teens are taking longer to take on both the responsibilities and the pleasures of adulthood.
By not working, teens are missing out on both income and skills, like decision-making and independence. Amy Lloyd is with the advocacy group Jobs for the Future.
There's this vicious circle of needing to have work-based learning experience in order to get a job, but in order to get a job, one needs job experience.
Lloyd says schools can help by partnering with businesses to teach workplace skills. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.